Another car is parked next to mine. Well, technically the black muscle car belongs to my owner, but it's mine now. At least, temporarily. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Besides, I've decided this car is payback for messing with what little sanity I have left. A black man climbs out of the other car. A huge black man with muscle upon muscle, a hard cut to his jaw, and skin so dark it almost carries a purplish hue. He takes in the CUDA. Sweeping his gaze over the muscle car I spent all morning washing and waxing, with the same appreciative admiration most guys exhibit when they happen upon Cade's car until they realize it's being driven by a girl. Then they get all condescending, assuming I can't handle what's under the hood. Huffing, I cross my arms, the paper bag crinkling in my fisted grip as he hunkers down to inspect the silver bug-free and gleaming grill. It's a 71 Plymouth Barracuda with a Hemi, and it was restored less than a year ago with custom detailing, modern security, and a kick-ass sound system. Without taking his eyes off the car, he skims a finger over the glossy black paint. It's a beauty. Thanks. I love my car. I lean against the shop's door jamb. His haughty look should come any second now. Head tilted slightly, he inhales deeply, enough his white t-shirt stretches over the chest he's probably spent years developing. Then he turns his head and meets my eyes. No condescending doubt. No envy. He focuses on me with a piercing glare, giving the impression he can see right through me. Your car, huh? My pulse kicks up, the hairs stand up on my arms, and the sound of my blood racing in my ears is all about instinct. With this man's attention on me, I want to cower or maybe hide, drawing a cloak over myself and praying death passes over me. Neither response would do any good. He'd rip my innermost secrets from me if he wanted to expose them. I can't say how I know that. I just do. The truth is the soul deep kind, and it's the kind of awareness I've learned not to ignore. I choke on the lump in my throat as everything within me, even the crazy part that loves to laugh in the face of danger, demands I run, but I force myself to hold my ground and respond. Yes, it's mine.